BlogTalkZone.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar Interstellar Media Broadcast Communications Studios, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And my partner, Mr. Hartman, is considered one of the nation's top trial attorneys. And he has argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the founder and CEO of Ignition Consulting, serving business, education, and nonprofit clients throughout the United States.
Now, each week, James and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system.
And inject some common sense and perhaps a sense of humor back in.
So that is the only prerequirement that you have to listen to this program. You either have to have a good sense of humor or none at all.
That's right.
Anything in the middle is unacceptable.
You can decide whether we have one.
Later.
Well, that's right.
Right. Now, during every show, we have an opportunity for folks like you to send us an email. Because we're on at different times across the country, we don't take live calls, but we take live emails. And if you want to send us a question, we're happy to answer it. My partner, Mr. Hartman, will study it all week long and then give you a cogent and pithy answer. And you do that by sending it to info, I-N-F-O, at lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. And anyone that sends a question this week is going to get one of Jim's originally monogrammed handkerchiefs from the 1940s. He found 20 of them, so we can give 20 of those away. They're collector's items. Info at lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. Now, if your initials are JMH, you really struck it rich.
That's right.
You can actually use them other than to blow your nose on.
That's
them,
right.
You know?
Okay.
My mother used to give me handkerchiefs when I opened it up at school. It was the size of a tablecloth.
Yeah, we used that.
It's very embarrassing. Right. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, so info at lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, and we'll answer that question a little later in the program or next week. So, without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them. And this is a very sad story. Very, very sad. The city of San Francisco has banned the Happy Meal.
Well, they ain't too happy in San Francisco, I'll tell you that.
They must be.
Well, the city board of supervisors, they voted to forbid restaurants from giving away toys with meals that have high levels of calories or sugar and fat and so forth. And the reason this is on our program is because I really don't know whether this can be done, whether it's mostly aimed at McDonald's, and because they have the Happy Meals, but it's aimed at every one of the fast food places. But you know, this could be a lawsuit for sure. I mean, how can you say you can't give something to a kid?
Oh, is this about giving a toy?
Yeah, giving a toy this is really giving a toy.
Oh, okay.
With the Happy Meals. And so I think the Happy Meals mean that you get a toy with it.
Right.
And so they decided, in San Francisco, by the way, with all due respect to you folks in San Francisco, if any of you are listening, you are a little different. You are a little different than the regular people. And so, first of all, you assume that the Constitution means what you would like it to say. And, so that you decide, well, we can prevent people from, giving toys away.
Right.
But McDonald's has said, you know, they're very, extremely disappointed with the decision. It's not what their customers want, nor is that's something they asked for. Now, I agree to this extent that kids are eating fats and calories by the ton. And obesity is America's number one health problem. There's no question about it. Go to an airport. You see, I got to believe, there are tugboats walking around there made out of flesh. It's unbelievable. Oh, and, I mean, you see behinds that just
you could put you
shake,
could
rattle, and roll. Remember that old
yes,
song?
Yes.
It must be jelly because jam don't shake like that. Well, remember that? That you probably don't. It's from the third. Must be jelly because jam don't shake like
nobody
that.
Remembers that.
But anyway.
Yeah, anyhow.
So this is what you grow up to be like. So they said, okay, you can give them a toy if the food and drink combined have fewer than 600 calories. And less than 35% of the calories come from
fat.
Fat.
I guessed it.
So, well, that's of course.
All right.
Now, that's the whole thing.
All
well,
right.
You know, parents are going to object too because they say, hey, it's our responsibility.
Exactly.
You can't make the decisions for us.
What if they said you couldn't eat broccoli?
But this is a perfect example of the nanny state gone wild.
Okay.
We know what's good for you. The government can tell you what's good for you. The government knows better than you do. The
right.
government will bring up your children. And, you know, it's nice to be toward the end. I'm at the end, and because the kids are going to grow up in this world of Big Brother, and it's the state runs everything. It's like 1984, only more. You know, in 1984, nothing happened. Well, some things happened in 84. It's now 2010, and it's happening. And it didn't happen through one big conflagration. It just was an ongoing erosion of our rights to be individuals. What a speech.
What a... I was just going to say...
Certainly should have run for office.
You should have run for something.
Absolutely.
Right.
And by the way, the next time I am going to go into politics, I'm starting, instead of the Tea Party, I'm going to call it a cocktail party.
Oh, I like that
and
better.
And I'm going to start the cocktail party.
You know what?
And,
You'll have a much bigger crowd.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Yes. You know, and you need is a sponsor like Seagram's.
But if you... Well, if you think those guys are rowdy, wait till we have.
Wait till the cocktail party. I like that idea.
It's good.
I'll have our main guy, Mike LaDouche.
Right.
He will work on that. He's French.
Yes.
And he doesn't like the French people. That's why he changed his name. He put a la in front of it.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, Alaska has had quite a time. Their Senate elections. Has instigated a lawsuit from Joe Miller, one of the candidates.
Well, Joe Miller was the guy that ran, who was endorsed by the party.
The Republican Party.
He was endorsed by the Tea Party.
Oh, the Tea Party.
And
okay.
Murkowski is the regular Republican nominee. And Miller, through his endorsement, won the primary. So
right.
he was the actual Republican candidate.
Okay.
But this was a write-in. This is what the subject of this. Murkowski decided that she was going to run with a write-in campaign.
Right.
And, you know, very seldom do write-ins win, but she's very well known. I think her family has been very prominent in Alaska.
Yes.
Anyhow, it was a matter of time before this thing happened and this lawsuit involves the fact that they want everybody who wrote in Murkowski to have spelled it perfectly. Now, her name is spelled Murkowski.
Nobody could
spell
that.
They write in M-E-R-F. They write in S-K-Y. The answer to, as far as I can see, is if they put an M down, you know what they meant. What's the difference how you spell it?
Right.
Murkowski. Whether they spelled it with an M-U-R, an M-O-R, an M-R-I.
Right.
Whether you end with an I or a Y or a Z or a Q.
You're technically
they know
correct.
What she wants.
Yes.
If you write the M down and you make a nice, you know, an illegible line after that, still shouldn't matter. One thing you know is you don't want Miller and you don't want the other guy.
Oh, but wait a second now. That's right, though. You do have a little bit of a problem with the fact that both of their last names start with an M.
But there's a write-in.
He's
already on the ballot.
Okay.
You're write-in, you know, if you can press a button.
Right. Now, let me ask you this question. This is a technical question, and you used to be on the Women's League of Voters for so many years until they found out you were a man. That wig, though, that wig was good.
Like
it was
said,
good.
I don't know how it slipped out.
Anyhow, what if I write in?
Yeah.
Miller's name, do they have to count it for Miller, even though he's got a place on the ballot?
You know, I don't know, but I think they probably do.
They probably do, so that's why it could be a little confusing if you just put an
M. The fact is, you can write anybody's name in.
Right.
And that's one of the complaints is that she's listed, and state officials are going to start the counts, and it's going to take a million years, and it's a mess.
They got nothing. It's going to be winter there
soon, and it
doesn't matter.
I don't think the spelling should have
make
any
a difference.
Besides which, a person attempts to spell Murkowski, you know it's not the same as Miller.
As Miller, right. Miller's much easier. Okay. All right.
Of course it is.
All right. Now, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Former Glasgow SmithKline lawyer, a former one, is charged with lying. Now, what did she lie about?
Well, the fact of the matter is that they were investigating into whether the pharmaceutical company legally marketed an antidepressant as a weight loss drug. These are called off-label uses.
Oh, yes.
In other words, I sell a drug that's supposed to be for bunions, but you take it for an earache.
I see.
That's an off-label.
Yes.
But it does help the earache.
But it works.
So they say, you know.
And then all of a sudden you got a bunion on your ear.
But but the FDA does, or an ear on your bunion.
Right.
Oh, that's... Or you listen through your feet.
That's right. I was going to say.
That's right.
Wait a second. I got to take my shoe off. I can't hear what you're saying.
So the point is you have to be very careful. And the FDA doesn't, if they approve something for use, in other words, well, let me give you an example. If it's approved to be a suppository, it's not approved as a pill.
Right.
You take a pill. And vice versa. So these are the things that you have to be careful. Any rate, the thing is they indicted her because it reflects, by the way, this indictment reflects a new attempt to hold the executives responsible in addition to the corporation.
Right.
You can't put a corporation in jail, so you have to fine them. But this now you start to get at the executives who make the misrepresentations and the wrong statements. The indictment alleges that Ms. Stevens, her name is Lauren Stevens, and she's a former lawyer over there, that she made a series of false statements and deliberately withheld potentially incriminating evidence from investigators. For example, she allegedly decided not to submit presentations made on the company's behalf by doctors who promoted the drug for unapproved purposes.
Okay.
So they promoted it, let's say, for the bunions.
Right.
And it was really meant for the earache.
Yes.
In any event, instead of providing certain slides, she wrote that the company responses to the FDA's request were final and complete.
Oh,
and
but
she
they
withheld
weren't.
Information.
She withheld information.
Now, you know, this goes to show you that lawyers are not above
reproach.
You know, well, that we knew. That we knew. They're not above, you know, used to say in law school, remember, gentlemen, because in those days, only have many, many ladies in the class when I went to law school. We are above the morals of the marts of trade. We are above the ethics of the marts of trade. Well, if you want to know the truth, we're a little below the ethics of the marts of trade. And this is one of those things. Lawyers are the same as everybody else, only worse. There we go.
Well, you know, we'll probably get a few calls from some of your colleagues from around the country who are still practicing in a legitimate fashion.
Who haven't been disbarred.
Right, who are, yes, those that are actually out free and
well,
who can call.
My colleagues, most of the guys I know are pretty legitimate guys.
Yes, of course you
thieves.
Are. Yeah.
I mean, I know some of the thieves, but they're not colleagues.
They're not colleagues. Right. All right, well, here's a colleague we know, a little Johnny Rivers in the background.
Yeah.
You're listening to Lawyers Who Need Them. We're going to take a short intermission while my partner gets himself ready for the next half of the opening segment. So don't miss it. We'll be right back.